sure. Good morning. Welcome to Friday here, August 22nd. I can't believe looking at this calendar, we're into last week of the month, next month. Going by way too quick, our Friday conversation here. We kick things off with Brianna Koval, Wilkin County Emergency Services. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good. I mean, I could deal without the rain. I think everybody could deal without the rain.
Yeah.
And it's going to keep raining for a little while, but nothing super significant. All of that is further south. So we just got to wade through this a little bit. And then, unfortunately, I got a notice from the Weather Service that it could be windy this weekend.
Okay.
Like, that, the email that they sent that said, hey, we could have some really gusty winds, hasn't quite aligned yet with the forecast, so I'm not sure if the forecast is going to be changing based on that or what. But it's more of a notice, hey, we could have some gusty winds, watch out for falling branches, because we've had such significant weather so far this year.
Yeah.
That it seems to be that every time the wind picks up, everybody's yards are full of branches because everything's just hung up in the trees. So just be aware of that as we move into the weekend. But it's going to be so much cooler, too.
Well,
so,
which is good, because we got a lot going on around here this weekend.
Right. And
lot
I think
of
most
stuff.
Of us are tired of the heat and humidity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, bad
so,
enough.
Exactly. So a nice little reprieve for a couple days in the 60s and then cooler evenings. So that'll be nice. However, not quite cool enough to get rid of the mosquitoes. So make sure you wear your bug spray.
I'm going to go. That's my only Friday wine, and I'll only say it once. Criminy.
Oh, the bugs are awful.
Can we get rid of the mosquitoes?
Yes.
I'm about ready to drive me nuts.
But that's what happens when we have a wet year, which it's been an overly wet summer.
Yeah.
So we end up with a lot of mosquitoes, and unfortunately for us, it seems like every time it rains a ton and then we have a few days to dry out, but it's not enough days to dry out to dry out the mosquito pools.
Mm-hmm.
So then we get some more rain, and it's just this endless cycle that we won't see an end to it until we get a frost. But we're not even talking about that yet.
No, let's not get into that yet. But hey, we had weather last night that popped up. Well, we didn't, but they had it south of us.
Yes.
Popped up really, really quick.
Right. And that also stresses the importance of being weather aware, kind of looking out the window, seeing what's going on. You hear a rumble of thunder, figure out what's happening, have ways to receive warnings. But that storm stirred up so quickly that the Weather Service didn't exactly have it on their radar yet until it was already happening. It was like, whoa, where did that come from?
Right.
And part of that has to do with our lack of low-level radar coverage around here, which is slowly being fixed through some of these X-band radars that are being added throughout the state of Minnesota, where everything will be woven together a little better and we'll have a little bit lower coverage. Lower meaning closer to the ground coverage, so there's not a gap in there. But that just spun up so fast.
That did, like instantly.
Yep, exactly. And it carried on for quite a while. Nothing super significant. It was just this really pretty skinny tornado that, you know,
that
bounced
hit the
up
ground.
And down
a
number of times and created a nice little divot path in the ground and tore down some trees. And I haven't heard of any significant damage from it, but the pictures that came through were phenomenal.
Right.
You know, Eric Clint was up spraying down that way, and he calls me and he says, hey, there's a tornado down here. I'm
going
to send you some videos.
Leave it to Eric. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. So he got some fantastic photos and videos from the sky of that tornado.
The
so
cloud,
that was
kinda
cool.
Cloud looked incredible from where I was
at,
you know, here in Wapton. You look to the south and it was like, ooh, that can't be good.
I know, because it was a super dark cloud, but a super white tornado.
Mm-hmm.
So the photos just turned out amazing. And thankfully, no one was injured, no significant damage and all of that. But it stresses the fact that you need to be weather aware.
That's true.
You need to have a way to receive warnings. We were expecting some maybe marginal severe weather throughout the evening, but the risk for tornadoes was really low.
Mm-hmm.
So the fact that that happened, just, you know, sometimes weather surprises you.
Yeah.
Mother Nature's going to throw
around
things at
here.
You that you're not anticipating. So always be aware and watch those forecasts.
Another thing that came up there that has come up in a couple conversations, the river. How are we doing there? I mean, obviously the river levels up.
I was like, are we talking about tornadoes not crossing the river? Where three
well,
rivers
we could,
meet,
we
there's
could.
No tornadoes.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay, so the river's going to be up.
Mm-hmm. Which it is, yeah.
Right, because there's been so much moisture south of here.
Yeah.
I mean, we've had significant amounts of moisture, but they've had even more moisture south of here. And what happens around here is obviously flows north.
Yeah.
So it has to filter through. So at this point, I mean, the river's up, but right. it's not concerning.
Okay, good, good.
Yeah, it'll go down. Once we get a little reprieve from significant rain, which they're getting some significant rain south of here, so we'll see how that pans out. But is there any real threat to us at this point? No. It's just a little bit of an inconvenience where that river's going to be up a little higher.
Well, and Uncle Mick was saying this morning, cool and dry for maybe the next week once we get this out of our system.
Yes.
But I've heard that before.
Well, you know, next weekend is supposed to be nice.
Yeah.
Upper 70s, you know, some sunshine. So that'll be nice for the holiday weekend. But we'll see.
We'll see.
Weather changes.
And crazy we're even talking about Labor Day because it was like yesterday it seemed like we were talking Memorial Day. So it's
right,
it's nutty
I know.
How
and it's
going to
feel like we're talking about Christmas in about 4 days.
stop.
Just that's the way it goes.
All right. Should we talk? You want to talk the Vikings?
No.
Let's just,
not yet.
Let's just skip
let's
over
Let's just
it.
Simmer for
Too
a
early.
Bit.
Too early.
Yep. Once we're in the real season, then we'll start talking about it.
All right.
Get through the preseason.
Then the passion comes out.
Oh, absolutely.
So archery and scouts, two things we usually cover. We kind of still in the tweener time there.
Yeah, scouts wrapped up. I shouldn't say they wrapped up for the summer. They've wrapped up most of their summer activities.
Okay.
They are out selling licorice, and then those cubs are out selling popcorn right now. So if you see any of them around, give them a wave. Support them if you can.
Right.
And archery doesn't start until December.
Okay, so
we've
got some time yet. All right.
Yep, but I mean, school's in session in Wapton, and we live over there. So
yeah,
football season.
Football's here we go.
Yep, exactly. Football season over there has started. Right.
You're a football mom. I love it.
Absolutely.
Going to be here next Friday?
Yes.
All right. We will talk then. Brianna Koval, Wilkin County Emergency Services. Hey, it's 9:13. Voice of the Valley.